Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this latest edition of the Cyril Gerald Quinn Sports Podcast on this 20th of July 2017. I'm your host, Cyril Gerald Quinn, taking you for the next 45 minutes or so as we discuss the world of sports and pop culture. As always, the call number is 347-215-6180. You can follow me on Twitter at William Gerald or go to my Instagram page and follow me at Brillo Gerald Quinn. Little bit of a hiatus, you know, a couple weeks off. Well, about a week and a half off. When was our last live show? I think the eighth was our last live show. We did a couple of best of shows. Hope you enjoyed that, featuring, of course, Malay Chester and also Jerron Cornell. Apologies about the audio when we watched the Jerron Cornell best of show for the 14th. My apologies for that not being available. But you can always catch the replay of that particular program. I believe it was August of 2014 was the original date. Month and date and year. So if you want to catch that, you can go to the episodes and go down to August of 2014. But we begin, of course, with O.J. Simpson, who will never stay out of the news ever. I mean, this is who O.J. Simpson is. Even when he, you know, hopefully this isn't for a long time. Even when he, you know, dies, I mean, some figures are lightning rods and will forever be lightning rods. And O.J. Simpson falls under that category. He was, of course, paroled this afternoon. He was paroled this afternoon, and I'm watching this, or I'm watching highlights of it. Didn't see it live, but I'm watching highlights of this. And you know, you think about why he was paroled. Let's go back to. And he said he mentioned this over the course of the testimony, but it might as well have been an interview. I'm not going to say testimony, but an interview. But he mentioned this during the hearing that basically you guys convicted me of stealing my own stuff, which is what happened. I mean, the guy went to jail for 9 years for stealing his own his own memorabilia. Now, you want to go back and say, this is karma. This was kind of like, poetic justice for what transpired in 1994. Fine, you could say that. But the bottom line is, he went to jail for 9 years for stealing his own stuff. So I wasn't surprised that he was paroled. You shouldn't have been surprised. Nobody should have been surprised that he was paroled. The guy is 70 years old. I mean, what more can you do to him? He's lost millions of dollars. He is hated by a large portion of society. And about 20 years later, after this case, the African American community, the majority of the African American community believes, or the black community believes that he murdered Nicole Simpson, Nicole Brown Simpson, and Ronald Goldman. 538, of course, had that poll where it was like 50%, when in 1994 it was about 21%. So here's a guy who just, I mean, at this point, there was no more that the justice system could do to OJ. Keep him in jail. You want to keep him in jail for what? You know, for more suffering. I mean, what would have been the point of keeping him in jail? So I was not surprised that he was paroled. Again, classic OJ. Okay, smooth talking. You know, lack of self awareness, and really, and somewhat apologetic. Like he really balanced every. I mean, he really hit you with about two or three different phases of that hearing. So, moving forward, he'll be, you know, transferring. He'll be moving out to Florida. His money situation, of course, is not good. He's lost millions of dollars. He does have his NFL pension, which apparently has been reported is worth about $600,000. But when you think about the lifestyle that he was partaking before he went to jail, $600,000 is not a lot of money. It's just not for a guy who was living like a multimillionaire that he was before he went to jail. And you know, think about it. You know, he had to pay the Goldmans about $40 million for a civil suit that he lost. So OJ doesn't have a lot of money, and that could be what probably lands him back in jail. Once he gets out in October, because, you know, the social media, tabloids, you know, the vultures are going to be out for OJ. And you just wonder what is OJ going to do with the rest of his life? You know, here's the thing about OJ, and here's the thing that was so, you know, that was evident in the Jay-Z song, about OJ. OJ has no real connection to the African American community. So when you see a lot of guys or people get out of prison, they might be, you know, many times there are times when they'll go back into their communities and basically, you know, give back or find a cause that will help keep others out of prison. Like I've seen a lot of inspirational stories come from ex-convicts. That's not OJ. Like OJ, that's one thing about losing your identity or separating yourself from a race. When there's no connection, when you really don't have a connection to who you are or to the community, now you're out of jail. What does OJ have, you know, what does OJ have left? His kids are in their 40s. You know, those trips to Disney World and going to grandma's house over Easter Sunday, that's over with. That's done. He's not raising 40-year-old kids. His kids had to have lives of their own. Now, you know, he'll see them, and there'll be some phone calls. But I'm trying to think, what is OJ going to do with the rest of his life? What cause does he have to live? Now again, I don't want to say that OJ is suicidal, because I don't believe that. I mean, he came off in the courtroom like he was passionate. He was jovial a little bit. He was typical OJ. But I'm thinking, once he goes home and he's in a room by himself, what's going to be going through his mind? Especially at 70 years old, and considering how his last 25, you know, 22 years have looked. Okay. And you just fear that OJ is gonna end up back in prison. Let me be honest with you. It's, if I had betting odds on OJ, you know, going back to prison, it wouldn't be a matter of whether or not he's gonna go back. It'd be a matter of how long it's gonna take him to violate his parole. Because I just don't see a cause for OJ as far as what is he gonna like what don't I don't see a next move for OJ that doesn't land him back in prison. Like a reality show, you know, what, book signings, trying to write a book, stuff like that, you know, Instagram, you know, Facebook, he's gonna be a, you know, he's gonna be Mr. Facebook. Again, I don't see what the end game is for OJ moving forward. Even to his personal life. I mean, if you, you know, I mean, would you date OJ? Yeah, if you, I mean, if you, I mean, think about it. Would you, like, even if he tries to live a normal life, how's that gonna look? Who would go on a date with OJ? Like, I mean, seriously. What woman in their right minds would even would even think about dating or messing with OJ? Because again, he's not rich anymore. He's not rich. I'm sorry. He does, his money, his financial situation is not good. And again, that's why I think that's part of, one of the parts of the reason, part of the reason why I think, you know, he could, he'll probably end back in, end up back in prison. So I look at this decision by the courts as kind of like, you know what, keeping you in jail really doesn't serve anybody, any of us, a purpose. We're not, you know, you living with yourself is punishment enough. Like, I don't believe that that four person panel was doing OJ a favor by letting him out. I don't. And not that I advocate prison, but you know, at least in prison, like he, what, might be lifting weights, has some type of structure. Or at least in prison, and I believe he wanted to get out of prison. But at least the cause for him in prison was, hey, I'm trying to get out of here. So he was on the straight and narrow. He had a purpose in prison. That was to get out of prison. So he kept his nose clean. He, according to him, was inspiration towards toward, you know, towards other convicts, if you listen to OJ. 347-215-6180 is the call number on this latest edition of the Sir Gerald Quinn Sports Podcast. An eventful weekend, an eventful week down at DMV for the Washington football team. We'll talk about that. And also, how long would it take you to sign a $170 million contract? That's coming up in much, much more in this latest edition of the Sir Gerald Quinn Sports Podcast. We'll be right back. Four seven 215-6180 is your call number on this latest edition of the Cyril Joel Quinn Sports Podcast as we return back to the airwaves after about 10 days off. Hope you enjoyed the best of programs that we had last week. We're back, and of course, again, the big news of the day, the story of the day is, of course, the parole granted of O.J. Simpson, who was not out, only officially out till October, and still would be under intense scrutiny in terms of being on parole. I mean, he's not going to be completely free. He'll still be under, I'm sure, some type of, I'm sure, house arrest. And anybody who's ever been on parole will tell you that is, like, you know, it's not prison, but it's not that far from it. So, again, O.J. Simpson's out. And again, I didn't watch the entire hearing, but I saw enough to to realize that not much has changed as far as O.J. Simpson's persona and what he brings to the table. Again, I don't think that that four person panel that paroled him really. I don't think they really care for O.J. It was kind of one of those things that, you know, we're going to let him out and keep it moving. We're going to go to the phone lines. 347-215-6180. To the phones we go. Caller, what's on your mind? Where are you from and what's on your mind? What do you want to talk about?
Good evening, sir. This is Lou from Northern New Jersey. First time caller.
Hey, so first of all, New Jersey is, you know, that's my home state. So I'm glad you
nice.
Welcome to the program.
What part of Jersey?
My home state, and I'm Trenton. So, you know, we have some in common. South, okay, you're in South, not that far.
No,
what's on your mind?
First of all, I'm up north, so I'm about a 2-hour drive from that. On a good day, on a bad day, don't ask. Okay.
I understand.
Okay, you know, it's been a very busy sports day for me. Maybe not in terms of what games being played, but oh boy, because I was covering notes from 7 o'clock in this morning, and holy mackerel! I mean, starting off with O.J., and then we get more reports on free agency. Speaking of Jersey, a former Net is now being persuaded by the Celtics.
Okay. It's been a busy day. Anything in particular you want to talk about?
Well, first of all, with the I know you mentioned the O.J. Situation, and of course we now know he's going to be released on October 1st.
Right.
Yes. Although I do think he did get away with murder again. You know, I still think he should deserve like a longer sentence.
Why do you feel that way?
Well, knowing with what he was convicted on, I still think, you know, he still should have got more than just 9.5 years. I think he got off way too easy.
Well, I mean, you think about what he did. He breaks into, a hotel room to steal his own stuff. Now, let me be honest with you. If you and I did that with no, and there, think about, you took away 1994. You took away 1994.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that O.J. or either one of us would do 33 years or even 9 years for that particular crime, more likely. So to me, that was more about, I don't want to say payback, but it was payback for him not getting convicted in 1994. Because that's not, that crime that he did was not worthy of a 9-year sentence, let alone 33 years.
So you think you should have got less?
I don't think he should have went to, like, to be honest with you, I don't think he should have went to jail at all for that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, that's my personal opinion. I don't think he should have went to jail at all for that. I think that I think that the only reason he went to jail was because of he got off for the for killing his wife and her friend, which I did think he did. I think I did think he killed those two people. So that to me was more about, okay, well, we didn't get you here, now we're gonna get you with this petty crime. Think about what he did. He broke into a hotel room and stole his own stuff. Now again, there was gun, now right, he did it at gunpoint, but there was nobody was shot, nobody was hurt. That's a crime, but that's not a 9 to 33 year crime.
I see.
So, I don't believe he should have did been injured. I think I thought I would have just have given parole and kept it moving. Think about, that's why I think he got off today, because what point to do this guy? He's lost almost all his money. He still has to live with the guilt of killing two people, and he doesn't have a connection to the community whatsoever. So he has nothing. Like keep this in mind. He's still on parole. So parole, that's not, you know, that's like house arrest. That's no, he can't drink. It's not like he's free, but he's not free. I don't know how
right.
familiar you are with like parole, but that's not like, it's not like he can go wherever. He's gonna be under like heavy surveillance as far as checking in with parole officer, things of that nature, random drug tests. And again, this has got a man who's 70 years old. He's not a spring chicken. So
that's 70 years old, no.
No, he's not a spring chicken. But
no.
You know, I'm sure there are people who think the way you think that he probably should still be in jail. I would not be surprised by that.
I mean, I remember the night when the infamous chase happened.
Right. I remember it too,
like,
during
what?
The NBA Finals.
I'm like, this is ridiculous. I mean, that was...
Yeah.
That was just a pure show, I think, right there. Well, what do you think the Yankees stand as of now?
That is a segue of all segues, OJ to the Yankees. The Yankees, my general feeling on the Yankees right now is that they probably overachieved the first half of the season. And it's going to be interesting to see whether or not, like, I think they're going to have to make a move for starting pitching, I think they're going to have to make a move to get a starting pitcher. I like the Frazier move, but to me, Frazier does not address the starting pitching. Again, the bullpen, I think the bullpen would be fine because they got Frazier and a couple of relief pitchers, but I think it comes down to starting pitching. So can the Yankees starting pitching hold up? I don't think CeCe Sabathia can continue to pitch at the level that he's pitching at. Yes, exactly. So can their starting pitching hold up? They're going to score some runs, but again, those, you know, offense can come and go. I think they're going to be in the race. They're going to be right there, to me, competing for the division. They'll be right there for the wild card. I think they'll probably make the playoffs. I don't think it's definite, but I think they have a good chance to make the playoffs. If you're a Yankees fan, this year is gravy. If you don't make the playoffs, it's not a big deal, because you're building for the future and you have a ton of young talent and prospects that you have coming.
Yes.
that you still have coming down the pike. So I think, again, to me, if you're a Yankee fan, you know, yes, you want to make the playoffs, but it's not the be all. Like the Red Sox. They don't make the playoffs, it's a disappointment. A major disappointment. But the Red Sox don't make the playoffs.
Unfortunately,
I like the direction the Yankees are going in, but I just wonder, you know, when a team overachieves, can you keep that up for like 7 more games, 7 plus more games? It's starting to get hot. That really wears on your pitching and your bullpen. So that's something to
keep an eye
on. All right, man. Get back to me. Thanks for the call. Get back to me on my next program. Enjoy your night.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Yeah, I like. Yeah, that was a segue. You go from Yankees, OJ to Yankees. But listen, Yankees have had a great year. I mean, I thought the Yankees before the season would struggle to be a 500. They're playing well. They're still in the mix for the AL East. They're right in the, you know, of course, right in the midst of the wild card race. I think the Yankees will be in it for the majority of the season. Again, can that starting pitching hold up? That's the question. Right now, I'm looking at the standings. Yankees are 4 games back. Okay, that's fine. 2 in the loss column. Just 2 in the loss column. I don't think Boston's going to run it high from anybody. That's my opinion. I don't think Boston's going to run it high. So we'll see what happens with that. Again, as far as OJ goes, listen, and you know how this goes. They're gonna be people who feel like OJ should still be in jail, who will never, ever forgive him for what transpired with Ronald Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson. That's just the reality of the situation. Who think that OJ should just suffer for the rest of his life. My point is that he's suffering right now. Like, you don't have to be in jail to be suffering. Guy is 70 years old. He mentioned it during the course of the hearing, how many graduations, you know, how many birthdays he's missed, how many, you know, missing, you know, his kids' graduations and things of that nature. The guy, I mean, he has done a lot of suffering. And it's his own fault. Nobody to blame but himself. Like, you know, they say that we are all a sum of our choices. Well, you know what? The choices that he's a sum of his choices. So I don't think OJ should be in jail. I think OJ is going to have a hard enough time dealing with society being paroled than even being in jail, to be honest with you. 347-215-6180 is your call number. 57 minutes after the 9 o'clock hour on a just muggy, humid Thursday evening. It was, I was waiting for this weather probably a couple weeks ago to be able to go to a pool because I was on vacation. Now it wants to come once I get back to, you know, going to work full time. But it's been just ridiculously hot. I mean, I was up about 4 o'clock this morning, and even before the sun was out, it was, you know, I'm sweating. So be safe out there with the heat. Check on the elderly people. I mean, unfortunately, there are going to be a number of elderly deaths or elderly people who are at risk. God forbid deaths. I shouldn't say that, but. They are the most at risk with this type of heat. So, you know, check on, you know, any elderly people who, are at home or just give them a call, check them out, go see them. Cause this is definitely that kind of heat that can kill people. 347-215-6180 is your call number. We mentioned it earlier about John Wall, who has yet to sign a 4-year extension for $170 million from the Washington Wizards. Now, again, John Wall can be a free agent, I believe, I want to say in 2019. So he has two more seasons left. If I'm the Washington Wizards, I would not wait until the final season. To his last season to make a move. I'm thinking that, you know, if he doesn't sign this before the trade deadline, that you have to move him. I mean, I'm not waiting until fall. I'm not waiting until February of 2019 to move him. Now, the Wizards still have some time here. Still have the rest of the summer. They'll still have, you know, up until the trade deadline, February 2018, still have a little bit of time left. Still got a little bit of time on it. Not waiting. until the final season of the year of his contract, and hoping that he commits to the franchise. I'm just not gonna wait that long if I'm the Washington Wizards organization. 347-215-6180 is your call number. We'll be right back. Three 4 7 2 1 5 6 1 8 0 is your call number on this latest edition of the Cyril Joe Quinn Sports Podcast. Earlier in the week, the Washington football team really had another low, which has become, you know, I guess we should be used to it by now. If you're a fan of the football team. This continuous embarrassment of choices and of just lack of respect for their fan base. So, again, Kirk Cousins was apparently, according to Bruce Allen, offered a contract in upwards to $53 million that would have, according to Bruce Allen, would have made Kirk Cousins the second highest paid quarterback in football, and number one in terms of total money. What Bruce Allen didn't fail to mention is that, that the rest of us would soon find out, if we already didn't know, is only 24 of that $53 million would be. That contract was only $29 million because 24 of it Kirk Cousins was already going to get for this 2017 season. So how do you give somebody something that they already have? Like you saying, hey, here's $100. I already have $100, but you're not adding to my $100. You're basically claiming money that I already have. And that's what Washington tried to do. Basically claim money that Kirk Cousins already had coming to him. And listen, we know that the team doesn't want Kirk Cousins long term. Okay. We understand that. But again, the idea that you try to again insult your fan base by making it seem like Kirk Cousins is the issue, and poor Washington football team, we've done all we can, we offered him, we're throwing money at him hand over foot, and so on. It's beyond embarrassing. And again, this is a reason why this franchise has not been to an NFC championship in over 26 years. This type of stuff that this happens. There's perception and there's reality. And too often is 99% perception with Washington and 1% reality. And it's the same thing that happened with Scott McLuhan. Perception, he's an alcoholic. Reality, Bruce Allen was jealous and wanted the power that McLuhan had. That's the reality of the situation. So how do we get him out of the mix? Not only do we get rid of him, we try to smear his name as being an alcoholic, which he could have sued for slander, but I'm sure they probably, settled out of court. This is what this franchise does. And if you want to, you know, if you want to know why Kirk Cousins is taking the high road, Kirk Cousins has made probably more money than he ever thought that he would make in his life before he got, even after he got drafted in the fourth round. So if you're Kirk Cousins, you have nothing but to, I mean, you're going to get paid. And that's the bottom line. Kirk Cousins either was going to sign a big deal. He's paying for a franchise tag of $24 million this year. Next year, when he becomes a free agent, somebody's going to give Kirk Cousins anywhere, if he stays healthy, anywhere from $25 to $30 million a year, a signing bonus probably from anywhere from upwards from $70 to $80 million. More than likely, that somebody would be the San Francisco 49ers, more than likely. So if you're Kirk Cousins, why be angry? Again, you've been on the franchise. You're going to be on the franchise tag for the second year in a row, and you are going to make a ton of money on the open market in 2018. So, of course, yeah, he's going to take the high road. Why not? But, again, Washington showing – and, again, the Washington football fans are as loyal of sport fans as you will ever see. So you don't have to lie or mislead or deceive these fans. First of all, they're too smart. Come on. Like, you're not. It took me 5 minutes, not even barely 5 minutes, to really dig deep into that contract. Not to the contract, but into the wording that Bruce Allen put. Got on, you know, a couple websites and said, "Aha! This is what this deal is actually. This is what the reality of this deal. It's not $53 million. This is $29 million." So you're not fooling the Washington football fans, and that's what annoys. See, I already know that he's not going to re-sign with the team, and the team doesn't want him. So I already knew that part. We know that part. We know Bruce Allen, you know. Is running, is calling shots now, and if you remember how that looked before McLuhan took over, then it's a reason why you as a you know Washington fan should just be a fan of the NFL this year. But again, to outright try to deceive your fan base, to try to win, to try to win the popular opinion of the fan base, you know, regular or forget about championship organizations. You're an organization. You are not trying to win popularity over your fan base. You're not trying to have your fan base like the decisions that you make. There's a reason why fans are fans and why people in those positions of power, as far as running companies or things of that nature, and the Redskins, and I don't even want to use that word. Washington is basically a Fortune 500 company, billions of dollars. It's the reason why you have people in that position doing what they do versus fans. You don't appeal to fans when it comes to business decisions. And that's all Washington tried to do. You know, they wanted to win the popular vote. They wanted to win the press conference. They want to make Kirk Cousins look like the bad guy. They want to make Scott McLuhan look like the bad guy. We're in the right. Everybody else is in the wrong. (347) 215-6180 is your call number. We'll be right back. Welcome back to this latest edition of the Cyril Gerald Quinn Sports Podcast. A couple of the sports tidbits. Hugh Freeze is a tidbit, but of course, Hugh Freeze, the Ole Miss former coach of Ole Miss football, of course, steps down. amidst the pressure of from the NCAA, this was one of those to me. I see, you can fall on the sword, or we can push you. We can push the sword on you, push you on top of the sword. You know, I think if he doesn't step down, he's going to be fired by Ole Miss. You know, failure. You know, you see failure to monitor, you know, coaching staff, stuff like that. Because the bottom line is Hugh Freeze, Art Briles, these guys who take over these programs, a lot of times it doesn't take long before they get themselves in trouble, because, you know, you look at these programs where it's Baylor and Ole Miss are not accustomed to winning football games. So there's not really a foundation to build off, despite the conference, despite being in the SEC, despite being in the Big 12. So they're going to allow some stuff to happen. They're going to recruit players that they probably that are probably bad guys in order to get wins and W's. And they just, again, they are not accustomed to winning football games. And if you are coaching college football, you're coaching college sports, your job is to win games. Basically, almost got to a point to win games at any cost. Some of these programs don't get caught doing this type of stuff, or some of them get, you know, a slap on the wrist. Some of them can survive a hit or two. Jim Boeheim, Rick Pitino, those guys are legends. They have three national championships between them. They can survive a hit or two. They're like incumbent mayors or incumbent politicians. Art Briles and Hugh Freeze can't survive a hit or two. As soon as they get exposed, that's it. And I would venture to say that Art Briles and Hugh Freeze will never coach at a big-time program again. You might see them somewhere at, you know, North Dakota State, or central Idaho somewhere. But you're not going to see them at a major Power 5 conference. Those guys, you know, once they lose those jobs, those guys don't bounce back and get big jobs. It just doesn't happen. It doesn't. 347-215-6180. We began the program, of course, talking about O.J. Simpson. Again, classic O.J., you know, smooth, boisterous, still trying to make a case, trying to make his case, argue his points. Tried to be somewhat apologetic. Try to give you that, a part of that, a piece of that. But ultimately, you know, this was a decision to me that was made out of, you know, what else could we do to him? I mean, what else? Like, he's 70 years old, doesn't have a lot of money, considering where he was at once 20 years ago. What else, like, you know, keep him in just, what is, what does keeping him in jail actually accomplish at this point? Still gonna be on parole, and chances are, and trust me, I would venture to say that this went through the minds of that four-person panel. But they're probably thinking, chances are, you know what? He's gonna do something. He's gonna end up back in jail. So, cut him loose. You know, he'll be on parole. He'll be in Florida. And don't be surprised if this time next year O.J. Simpson is back in jail. That's just the reality of the situation. I don't hope for him to be back in jail, but I'm just thinking that this is a guy who doesn't have a particular cause in terms of going home, because O.J. was never about causes. Because O.J. Simpson has never been about a cause that was beyond O.J. Simpson. He is basically completely disconnected from the community, the African American community in particular. And again, I hope I'm dead wrong, and I hope I will be the first person to go on the air and say I was dead wrong. O.J. Simpson goes out there, goes back to Florida, and completely turns his life around and starts doing stuff like, you know, speaking at prisons or starts, you know, a youth foundation, something like that. I'll be the first person that will just, I will eat all the crow in the world, but I don't think that's going to happen because nothing in over the course of the life of O.J. Simpson tells me that is even a remote possibility of happening. Now, again, anything's possible. Miracles do happen. But there's a strong possibility that Orento James Simpson will be going back to prison. That's going to wrap it up for this latest edition of the Cyril Gerald Quinn Sports Podcast. I will see you next time. Have a great rest of your evening.